Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Here we go, a mini Power Hour edition of the show starting up here on a Thursday, 1600 ESPN Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Cubs win again. They complete the sweep of the Reds. That's 9 wins in a row, 19 of the last 22, and 15 straight at home for the Cubbies. Look back at today's game. Look at the rest of Major League Baseball coming up during the 5 o'clock hour drive time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. We'll have a Cubs report coming up after 5:30. Also, take a look at the baseball scoreboard from today. Pretty busy afternoon in Major League Baseball. Some games under the lights tonight. We'll take a look at those scores and more coming up after 5. Take a look at some of the big stories from today in sports. SportsCenter coming up here in just a matter of moments. Also, a Radio Iowa news update, and we'll look at what you missed at work today. And a big story today, it's a story that I know not a lot of you are fans of. NCAA tournament officially going to 76 teams. We knew this was going to happen. The vote formally came today. And we'll talk about the nuts and bolts of it, get your reaction to that, and more coming up just past 5 o'clock here on 1600 ESPN. But a Power Hour edition of Spencer on Sports, bridging the gap between Cubs baseball. We got some NBA playoff action coming up after 6 tonight, courtesy of ESPN Radio. We'll bridge that gap on the way next here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. Stay tuned.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-687-5192.
Hey, it's Evan Cohen. Coming up Friday, we'll react to Lakers Thunder and Pistons Cavs Game 2. Look ahead to two teams who are facing must-wins this weekend. It's on Sportsmanlight.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 1600 ESPN. KGYM Cedar Rapids. 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. This is 1600 ESPN.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. The NCAA Men's and Women's Selection Committees voted to expand both the men's and women's college basketball tournaments to 76 teams starting next season. Both the Pistons and Thunder look to hold on to home court advantage when they each host game twos of their respective second-round NBA playoff series tonight. Detroit's home to a Cleveland team that has yet to win on the road this postseason. Coverage bottom of the hour, ESPN Radio. OKC, coming off an 18-point win in the opener, is home to the Lakers. Knicks forward OG Anunoby, right hamstring strain day-to-day, questionable for Game 3 against the 76ers tomorrow. ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins.
The New York Knicks are playing mind games with the Philadelphia 76ers when they list them day-to-day. Because if I'm in the front office of the New York Knicks, it's no way in hell I'm bringing them back for 3 and 4. Like, it's not no day-to-day. No, you're out. We'll see you for game 5 if you're available, and if it's not that serious.
Hornets signed coach Charles Lee to a contract extension after a 25-win improvement this past season, and the team coming within one game of ending a lengthy playoff drought.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by CarePro Home Medical. Connect with people and answers you need for all your medical equipment needs. Visit CarePro Health Services.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today. So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including pain relief gel, hot and cold packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson, the CEO of the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, who's been under investigation for alleged misconduct, has resigned. IPER CEO Greg Samaraisky was placed on administrative leave a month ago. It was announced today that she accepted his resignation last Friday, and it was effective immediately. A former risk investment officer for IPERS is suing the state, claiming he's a whistleblower who was fired for alleging reports overstated the performance of investments and some expenses were being concealed. Pottawatomie County is setting some guidelines on how county employees should utilize artificial intelligence, particularly when handling sensitive information. Chief Information Officer David Baer says the AI policy discussion started last year.
AI is definitely influencing what we read and see every day.
All county employees will have to complete in-person online training on the new AI policy. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she believes the Senate may accept a proposal in the House Farm Bill that would override a California law banning pork sales from hogs raised in tight spaces. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Iowa. It's Shawn Johnson East, Olympic gold medalist, wife, and proud mother. I know it can sometimes feel like life is spinning in the opposite direction of those around us, like it's off balance. In those moments, it's easy to feel like you're alone, but you're never alone with 988. If you ever find yourself in an emotional crisis or thinking about suicide, there is hope. You can get free 24/7 confidential help from 988. Call, text, or chat 988 now.
A message from Iowa HHS.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Rich Eisen. Coming up Friday, NFL insider Tom Pelissero joins us with the latest. The CEO of the PGA Tour, Brian Rolapp, stops by in studio. That's Friday's Rich Eisen Show on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, and ESPN Radio.
Live and local sports talk for your ride home. It's Drive Time with Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Drive Time for a Thursday, just like every day, driven by our friends at Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Stop by and see them in one of their three locations, Iowa City, North Liberty, or over at Grinnell. And, of course, you can find them online, LinderTire.com. We got a link to their site on our site, KGYMRadio.com. 319-366-1600, that is the talk line and the text line. Just getting started here. You have not missed much at all. Cubs postgame show just wrapping up a few moments ago. Cubs winning today over the Cincinnati Reds, completing the sweep 8-3. We'll get to a Cubs report coming up here in about 30 minutes or so. Brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City. Take a look at the rest of the baseball scoreboard here momentarily. And some interesting stats. You know me, I'm a stat geek. I love my stats. Stat of the day, that type of stuff. Got an interesting one from yesterday's White Sox Angels game, which we'll talk about before 6. Sports menu on the way later this hour, too. We'll preview what's going on tonight in sports. Baseball, of course, happening. Playoff action tonight, too, in both hockey and in NBA action as well. That'll be before 6, too. And speaking of playoff games, we got the Cavs and the Pistons. Game 2 of that series, courtesy of ESPN Radio, starting just after the show ends tonight at 6 o'clock here on 1600 ESPN. So lots to get to. Appreciate you joining in on a Power Hour here today. For a Thursday afternoon, let's get things rolling with what you missed at work today.
The sports world was just as busy as you were today. Here's what you missed while you were at work.
Have you heard the news?
On 1600 ESPN.
Interesting stuff today coming out. Quite a few local or regional stories to tell you about here today. First, we'll start with a semi-local story here to Iowa. The Field of Dreams movie site earlier today announcing a partnership with the Northwoods League, not to just play games there, to have a team based at the Field of Dreams ballpark, the new major league level stadium that they're going to have games at and already are having games at here this year. That ballpark opens up, of course, in June of this year. And the Northwoods League is going to have a permanent home at the Field of Dreams ballpark starting next season with 2027. Northwoods League, for those not familiar, a summer collegiate wood bat baseball league. Players from all around the country compete in it, and that would be the second team in Iowa, along with the Waterloo Bucks, of course, just up I-380 from us here in Cedar Rapids. But the Field of Dreams movie site announcing that partnership earlier today. The Northwoods League team will be the anchor tenant, and they say in a press release that the ballpark's going to give families and fans throughout the region a reason to come back throughout the season. They do have, I was reading this just before I came on the air here at a little past 5 o'clock, but the team does have a competition, it looks like, to name the team. They have to come up with the team's name. If you'd like to participate in that, DyersvilleNWL.com. And you can follow the Field of Dreams movie site of Northwoods League itself on social media for updates on that. But DyersvilleNWL.com to submit your nominations. I feel like if you're putting a team at the Field of Dreams, it's got to be Dreamers, something, Dreams, something, something with corn, ghosts. You could do the ghosts, maybe? Possibly? Would that make sense? And Halloween, it would be good. They don't play in October, though. It's like May to August. So maybe you don't do ghost players or something like that. But DyersvilleNWL.com for those nominations if you'd so feel so inclined to help out with the team nominating process. Some bad news for Iowa fans Hawkeye fans looking to see Kate Martin play in the WNBA, at least temporarily. Golden State Valkyries announcing they have waived her. They've let her go earlier today. Valkyries set to open the season coming up this Friday against Seattle. Of course, Kate Martin was the expansion draft by Golden State. She was initially spent her rookie season with the Las Vegas Aces. She was nursing an injury practice, quad strain she suffered after injuring it in practice. She told reporters just a couple days ago that it was progressing well, but she will no longer be with Golden State. She's looking for a new home in the WNBA. If you remember, college basketball fans out there, the Players Era Tournament, the Players Era Championship, was this new NIL-centric preseason tournament that launched this past November. The tournament is actually changing its format. The tournament itself is like Iowa State, who won both their games, but they end up playing for, what was it, seventh place in the Players Era Tournament because the championship was based on point differential. Well, now they are expanding the event to 24 teams, and they will have a bracket. So you don't have to wait up till 2 in the morning to figure out who you play the next day. They do have a bracket. There's going to be two separate tournaments. It's going to be over the course of 2 weeks in Las Vegas. They have the Players Era 8, which will have 8 teams. That's why it's called the Players Era 8. That starts November 16th of this year. And then Thanksgiving week, we'll have the Players Era 16. That will take part in essentially the same tournament, just with a few more teams. Iowa State will be a part of that coming up the week of Thanksgiving later on this year. So mark those calendars. Maybe you can make another trip out to Vegas for the Players Era. It will make actually sense this year. There will be a bracket. You know who you will play. It was a good thought, good to try something new. But in the end, I don't think it worked out. Not many people didn't like the whole, got to wait too long to figure out who you play, and then what do you mean we don't play for the championship? We're unbeaten. Doesn't necessarily make the most sense. Checking out the baseball scoreboard to wrap things up here on the What You Missed at Work segment. Major League Baseball finals in the books. Cubs a winner today, 8-3 over the Reds. Big inning for the Cubs today was the fourth inning. 7 runs in the fourth inning. Cubs end up winning 8-3. They sweep the 4-game set with Cincinnati. Twins lose today to the Nationals, 7-5. Yankees a winner today over the Rangers, 9-2. Guardians over the Royals today, 8-5. Rockies beat the Mets, 6-2. And currently in progress, the Pirates up on Arizona, 4-2. That game just about to wrap up there in the bottom half of the ninth in Phoenix there. There you go, a few stories and some scores that you may have missed at work from us here at 1600 ESPN.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
.319-366-1600 Spencer at Sports Power Hour edition for a Thursday, bridging the gap between Cubs baseball and NBA playoff action coming up after 6 here on 1600 ESPN. Several of you chiming in with ideas for the Dyersville Northwoods League team. Justin suggesting the Dream Catchers, also suggesting the Colonels. Can you have two teams named the Colonels in one state within basically an hour of each other? That would be confusing. Like, what? The Colonels beat the... I'm trying to think of a random Northwoods League team. I know the Mankato Moondogs. That is a real team. I believe Curtis Granderson was a Mankato Moondog. We were remembering some baseball players and where they played collegiate ball. Anyways, the Colonels and the Mankato Moondogs played. Like, well, what Colonels? Which team? Cobbers? Isn't Concordia of Minnesota the Cobbers? Right? Would they have beef with the Northwoods League team? I don't know. I don't think you can do Colonels. You could do something corn related. Dreamers. Justin suggested the Dream Catchers. Dream Catchers is not bad. I don't mind that. 1821 suggesting the Dyersville Dream says that would be the obvious, but the Dyersville Black Sox. Yes, a nod to the movie. The Dyersville Costners. The Dyersville Kinsellas. Is that too specific? Would the Northwoods League get sued by the movie? Would they get cease and desist? don't use the Kinsellas. Don't say that name. We can't keep repeating that. We owe royalty rights. 319-366-1600. That's awesome. I mean, that's so cool, right? Like, they have, I mean, people will come, Ray. We know the speech, right? People go to the movie site, right? Just for fun, to experience it on the weekends. You got youth tournaments happening there. They had SportsCenter there last summer, right? But they had a nice new ballpark. Right, that was just kind of sitting empty. Had the two major league games there. Now they're using it. Now they have, a permanent reason to go there. And there's already a reason to go to the movie site, right? But draw people in more than just say a weekend or like kind of like a, you know, hey, we're passing through Iowa, kind of stuff like that. You're making it every night kind of thing. That's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. Going out to the Field of Dreams, watching a Northwoods League game. Doesn't have, and it's more accessible too, right? I think the big thing that and the big gripe I remember, I didn't work here when the Yankees White Sox game happened. It was like literally 2 weeks before I started working here at 1600 ESPN and Z102.9, our company here in Cedar Rapids in the corridor. But I remember the gripe there and the gripe for the Cubs Reds game the next season was, man, it's tough to get these tickets. It's tough to experience this, right? Like, because it's Major League Baseball, it's a prime ticket event. I already had some extended family a month or two ago asking me about the Twins game. They're from Minnesota. They're Twins fans. They're like, hey, can you get us tickets? I'm like, oh, I don't know. But you can get tickets easily to a Northwoods League game. It's affordable. I'm a Northwoods League fan. I've watched many a Northwoods League game in my time. So Dyersville's on the list of, it's next year, of course, but it'll be on my list to go check out. That's for sure. 319-366-1600. Your best Dyersville. What should they call the Dyersville Northwoods League team starting in 2027? That announced earlier today. 319-366-1600. The big story of the day. It's happening. We knew this was happening. I'm not breaking any new ground with this. I'm not telling you anything you didn't know already. But the NCAA tournament officially moving to 76 teams, the D1 men's and women's basketball committees today, they voted in favor of expanding the tournament on both the men's and women's side from 68 to 76 teams. This is going into effect, as we've told you about before, this coming year, so after this next season, there will be 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. The vote in favor of expanding March Madness was unanimous from the committees, according to Matt Norlander of CBS Sports. This is a necessary step towards ratifying the change. So there's still some T's to be crossed, I's to be dotted. But it's moving forward. 76 teams you will see in the NCAA tournament. Jim Phillips, who's the NCAA Board of Governors chair and the ACC commissioner, of course, said this. This is, again, from Matt Norlander at CBS Sports. Providing additional access to the NCAA men's and women's basketball championships for Division I programs will be incredibly meaningful, especially to the student-athletes of the eight additional men's and women's programs that receive these coveted bids. And there's some glad handing in here. The leadership by President Charlie Baker, as well as Dan Gavitt, Lynn Holzman, and Joanne Scott, has been outstanding. We appreciate the support of our broadcast partners and corporate champions and partners in making this a reality. So basically, sticking with the access talking point, which again, and I'm all for more opportunities for student athletes, right? I'm all for teams getting in that deserve to be in. But as we've highlighted, the teams that would have gotten in from this past year's tournament, the one that just concluded within the last month or so, would have been the first four in, or the first four out, next four out grouping. Maybe you get a mid-major team in there from time to time. New Mexico, I think, would have been one of the teams in. But you're talking about middle of the pack, lower tier, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, Big East teams. And maybe some of those teams had a decent start to the year, didn't go so well in conference, but ended the season with 3-4 game winning streak. I don't know. There's scenarios where you could probably find a reason to include a team or two there. But if it's not a true variety of teams that truly deserve to be in, I'm not sold on it. I'm fine with more basketball. I've said this before. I'm fine with more basketball. I'm fine with, you know, thinking outside the box. I'm fine with this, fine with that. If it's just going to be the watered-down kind of teams that were on the bubble, but especially when you have a weak bubble year, they didn't do enough, right? You could clearly see this year. There were teams that were in that first four-out, next four-out category that will largely make up this app of teams that they didn't do enough. So why are we rewarding teams that didn't do enough? The criteria is clear. This is what you have to do to make the NCAA tournament. These are the universally, and maybe it's not just written in stone, you must win 20 games. Nobody's coming down from the mountain to hand you the tablets of rules for the NCAA tournaments, but you get what I'm saying. Like, yeah, they did enough. They have this many quality wins. This is their net ranking. This is their wins above bubble, right? All the different kind of things that go into it. Now, how does that change? Because you're now letting those teams in, and now you're pushing kind of the bubble further back. And I guess to boil down my point, I'm not a fan of rewarding mediocrity. At some point, yeah, like, okay, yeah, this is the criteria. Did you get in? Did you win your conference tournament? Did you win enough games? What do your metrics look like? All that has to matter. Now it's just, well, let them in anyway. Let them in. It's fine. And I'm not a big fan of that. Of course, it's the third time since 2000 that the tournament has expanded. 2001 went from 64 teams to 65, got the one play-in game. And then 2011, it went up to 68. So we've been 68 teams, the field of 68, since 2011. Of course, there was a 96-team concept back in 2010. Now we're going up to 76. I know, and if you like this expansion, I want to hear from you. 319-366-1600. I don't even feel like I need to ask, do you like this? Because the majority of you don't. But if you do like this, if you're a fan of this, I want to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Phone line open, text line open. I want to hear your rationale as to why you think this is good. I'm not complaining about having more basketball to watch. I mean, it's my job. I host a sports radio show, so every March I'm like, oh, hey, I should probably watch that game. That's how I approach this show, right? I've told you this before. Hey, I'm just gonna, well, I should probably watch this so I know what I'm talking about. I just don't think we need that. You're blurring the lines of the criteria. You're just rewarding teams that had an okay season. And not everybody's good. You know, you have teams who go run, win five games in 5 days. Maybe they're the 11 seed in insert tournament here, and they win. Hey, that's fine. We got a spot for you. But if you flamed out, lost 7 of your last 8, lost in the first round of the conference tournament, teetering on the brink, my brain automatically goes to Indiana this year. I'm not sure there should be a spot for you. Did you do enough? I think that's the key question that we need to be asking here. The women's tournament also going to 76 teams as well. Interesting note, too, Amanda Braun, who is the committee chair. This is from Nicole Auerbach from NBC Sports. The new games, the additional games for the NCAA women's tournament going to be on campus. So they're not changing the strategy. They're not going to regional sites, kind of like the men do for the first two rounds, the round of 64, the round of 32. They're not doing that. They're staying on campus. So maybe a positive there on the women's side, and I think the women's tournament. Ooh, talk about it. I mean, again, not for taking away opportunities from student athletes, from players, right? They want to get in the field, you know, that's good. More teams, more players getting the chance to experience an NCAA tournament. I'm for that. The women's tournament is the women's sport, women's basketball in general. Women's college basketball is just so top heavy that going up to 76, I don't know if that's the move. But in a positive spin on it, if you're a host site, you're going to see more games. So that helps out, right? I think everybody's concerned about revenue. Everybody's concerned about bringing money in. I know it's tough. It's a tough sell, right, to have two schools that have nothing to do with the city. Like, was it Virginia and Georgia? They played in Iowa City. Like, people went. It can be a tough sell depending on where you're at, to have two teams that have nothing to do with the region playing each other on a different team's court. I get that. But I think that's kind of a positive in all of this, that they're not just putting those teams, those games, not random, but you get what I'm saying. They're not pushing these games to Dayton or to a different arena or something like that. So they are putting those out putting the new format into the old kind of thinking of doing things, or the old structure of doing things. So I think that is a positive with that. Again, as we've talked about with this, just in case you're curious, you're just hearing of this, you didn't hear of the first kind of rumblings of this a couple weeks ago. The first four with this new tournament going to be extinct. It's basically extinct, replaced by a 24-team, 12-game opening round. There will be 6 games the Tuesday after Selection Sunday, and then 6 more the following Wednesday. Dayton will have 1 day of those games, and then another site, probably in the West Coast or on the West Coast, will have the other games. And those 12 games will feed into the bracket, and then the dates beyond that stay the same. So Thursday, Friday, first round; Saturday, Sunday, second round. That's basically how it's going to work. I think that's the right way to do it. You know me; I'm trying to find the positives in this. I try to find the positives, and even in things I don't like, and I don't like this as a college basketball fan. But I think they're doing it the right way. They're not trying to cram everybody into Dayton. You know, there's notoriously kind of issues in travel, right? If you're playing on that Tuesday, well, how do I get from Dayton to Spokane, Washington. Kind of tough, right? We've heard kind of stories about that, like kind of scrambling, trying to get flights, reporters scrambling, trying to get flights and stuff like that. I think having two sites is a positive thing with that. Again, more basketball is more basketball. Gives you an excuse to, I don't know, play hooky at work, play hooky from work, be a little bit more distracted at the office. Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with that. But I'm not a fan of expansion. I'm not a fan of it. Maybe I'll look back on this a couple years from now and be like, yeah, actually, this wasn't too bad. And maybe it will lend itself to more positive thinking down the road. But the public sentiment on this, overwhelming majority of people that I've talked to, I see on social media, I see on our text line, I know personally, like, man, why are they doing this? What's the purpose of this? Is there any purpose to it? Well, they've done it. 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. 319-366-1600. A couple more notes from Matt Norlander from CBS Sports. Dan Gavitt of the NCAA tournament saying they're still trying to figure out that second site of the tournament. The bidding process is apparently still ongoing with that. Also, it doesn't sound like they are going anywhere beyond 76 teams in the field anytime soon, because that would cause too many disruptions to the regular season. If you're trying to add, if you're going to 96, if you're going to 120, if you're going to how many D1 teams are there? And like 300 some? All 300 teams make the tournament. Years upon years of NCAA tournament coverage. If you're doing that, obviously you're making big changes. Then they never go to 300. That's just me being stupid. Me saying stuff to get a reaction. But 76, Dan Gavitt saying on a conference call per Matt Norlander, 76 would force a major change in the calendar. He says this will be in place in 2032 and beyond. We think a long time after that is when it will be put into place or will be in place for. So this seems to be, at least right now, the, I won't say the last, nothing's ever the last, but the number they're going to settle on for quite some time. 319-366-1600, official, 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. Committee's locking in that long-term change. You can read more at CBS Sports or wherever you get your sports news, but certainly is going to be interesting to see how this all plays out and how it impacts, right, the regular season. Right? The basketball season is still several months away, but how does this change how we view the college basketball season? It might not change anything like the beginning of the year, especially when you're playing, bye games, right? Lesser teams that you're supposed to beat 102 to 45, something like that. But maybe later on, conference play might be interesting. And maybe it's a little less interesting. You only have to, the generally accepted number of conference wins, maybe that changes. Maybe instead of 10 and 10 in the Big Ten or something like that, you got 8 conference wins. You're in consideration. I don't know. We'll find out as this gets closer. Still several months away, obviously, from even breathing college basketball, but big headline popping up here with March Madness expanding to 76 teams. 319-366-1600, just past 5:30 here on a Power Hour edition of the show for a Thursday. Appreciate you joining in on the program today. Bridging the Gap, Cubs wrapping up just before top of the hour, 5 o'clock. We got NBA playoff action coming up here in just under 30 minutes on 1600 ESPN. A reminder that you can register now for the 14th annual Shoot from the Heart Clay Shoot, benefiting the American Heart Association. The event itself coming up Friday, June 5th, starting at 8 in the morning at Highland Hideaway Hunting in Riverside. Registration ends 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 22nd of May. If you want more details about the event or how to register, Got a link for you on our website, kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600. Quick timeout. Back with some baseball talk. Cubs win today. We'll take a look at what else is happening in Major League Baseball, and we'll talk playoffs later on in this half hour on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Our skies will continue to clear out through the rest of the evening, leaving us mostly clear tonight. We'll see temperatures fall back to around 40 degrees. On Friday, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies as we go throughout the day. Temperatures will warm up further with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Friday night, we'll see a few passing clouds overhead. Conditions will continue to remain dry as we drop back into the upper 40s. On Saturday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures in the middle 70s. And that was a check for your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
Kason, pretty nice day out there today. Had a chance to get out around lunchtime, take care of some personal business. Went out for lunch as well. Enjoyed a nice afternoon lunch and some nice warmer temperatures today. Right now, as you're heading home, 66 degrees in both Cedar Rapids and Iowa City from 1600 ESPN.
When President Trump needed fighters, Randy Feenstra was there. In Congress, Feenstra partnered with President Trump, banning men from girls' sports and women's restrooms, securing the border, deporting dangerous criminal illegal aliens, and delivering the largest working class tax cut in American history. Now as governor, Randy Feenstra will continue to fight alongside President Trump to put America first and Iowa first by defeating big government liberals who threaten our state.
As a lifelong Iowan, I know how hard you work and how much government takes. I'm Randy Feenstra. I'm a Trump conservative who knows government isn't the solution. It's the problem. As governor, I'll lower and freeze property taxes, rip out regulations hurting farms and small businesses, and attract new industries for better jobs and bigger paychecks. With me, big government liberals will never win. Iowa is built by people who work, not politicians who take.
Trump conservative and Iowa fighter, Randy Feenstra for governor.
Paid for by Randy Feenstra for governor.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys soccer team continues their winning streak, ranked first in the MVC Mississippi Valley Division. On Tuesday, the Saints had a 7-0 shutout over Western Dubuque at home. Junior Ty Weiss knocked in two goals towards the win. The Xavier girls soccer team also got a shutout on Tuesday, topping Western Dubuque 6-0, including two goals from junior DeeDee Green. The Xavier girls golf team placed second in an MVC Super Meet at Pheasant Ridge Golf Course on Monday, and the Xavier boys tennis team had two road matches on Saturday. The Saints topped Dubuque Hempstead 8-1, then fell to Waller Catholic 5-4. And the Xavier boys and girls track and field teams will both run at Linmar today.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Being a mom can be tough, and life may sometimes feel overwhelming. If you're coping by using alcohol or drugs, there's a healthier way forward with help from Your Life Iowa. They'll help you find support tailored to your needs. Addiction is a disease, not a weakness, and it takes courage to ask for help. You've got this. You're tough as a mother. Get 24/7 free confidential support from Your Life Iowa. A message from Iowa HHS.
Hands at 10 and 2, eyes on the road and ears on the radio. You're listening to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Spencer on Sports back here for a Thursday short show today. Cubs wrapping up late NBA coming up in about 25 minutes here on 1600 ESPN. Lots of good suggestions on the text line for the new Dyersville Northwoods League team. 1972 with the Dyersville Shoeless Joes. I think you have to have, like I said, something dream catchers, like Justin said, something to do. There's got to be some nominations with the movie, right? That's just too easy. Is it too obvious? I don't know. But 1972, the Shoeless Joes. 7842 says the Drumsticks. Dyersville Drumsticks. Yeah. Alliteration is good, right? Is there a hidden joke? Did I just like say something? Somebody give a dare out there? If you go way back in the archives, somebody got me one time. I don't know if producer Andrew was here for that. Somebody got me to say something one time. You know who you are out there. Yeah. Not my finest moment on this show. I think Isaac was here. If you go, it was like 3 years ago. I was younger and dumber than I am now. I'm older and dumber. I'm older and still dumb enough on this radio program. 7842 nominated the Drumsticks. 1259, good idea. The Dyersville team has to take the field emerging from a real or simulated cornfield. They're going to be playing in the stadium that where the White Sox and Yankees played, so they could do it. Unless they built another stadium that I'm not aware of in Dyersville, but they're playing in that ballpark, so they could do that every game. I think you should. Got to have it. If you build it, he will come. I wrong character voice. I got to do the mysterious. I mixed my James Earl Jones, my Terrence Mann. Like I did Terrence Mann as the voice in the cornfield. The voice in the cornfield is much, much more generic, like very more whisper-like, right? Can you tell I've seen this movie a bajillion times? Yeah. 319-366-1600. 7706, the Dyersville Desperados. I like that too. I haven't seen one I don't like. I don't know what they're gonna do. They've got a while to decide this. I wasn't part of it. But a past radio life, as I say, when I refer to past jobs, I don't like to talk about past employers because I'm employed here. I enjoy being here. But the town I worked in got a Northwoods League team, and they had a vote and ended up with the Dock Spiders. What's a Dock Spider? It's a creepy-looking spider. It worked well. It's very unique. There are some famous alums in the major leagues. If you're a fan of BU, the name Chandler Simpson, he was a Dock Spider. Caleb Durbin, now with the Red Sox, he played for the Dock Spiders. Victor Scott, you Cardinals fans out there. Who else? Nick Fortes of the Rays. That's the one I saw play. Nick Fortes. A couple Hawkeyes were there, too. The Northwoods League's great. I have nothing bad to say about the Northwoods League. It's fun stuff. It's one of the Cape Cod League gets a lot of the top guys, but there's always guys that make it through the Northwoods League. Like, hey, that's one of the cool things about baseball, right? Especially collegiate baseball, college baseball. I saw this guy went, right? Kind of like minor league baseball, right? Cedar Rapids went to Colonel's games in the late 2000s, early 2010s. I saw Mike Trout. I saw this guy. We saw Luke Keyshaw play. We saw Brooks Lee, right? Guys like that. Guys that are contributing on the major league level for the Twins or the Angels or past. That's why I love kind of the lower levels of baseball, attending games like that, because you never know who you're gonna see. But Dyersville getting a team, like I said before, pretty cool. Couple texts as well on the text line. Ryan about the NCAA tournament. He loves the expansion. Says they would much rather see these games in March rather than November. Wish it would guarantee more mid-majors. I'm with you there. I can see, yeah. Look, try to spin a positive about it. It's a litmus test. Okay, you think you deserve to be in. Well, here you go. Play your way in. I think that's fair. I just think the tournament was perfect. That's my old man, the Abe Simpson shakes his fist at the cloud kind of thing. Yeah. Leave it the way it is. Stop changing things. I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to say stop changing things. I reserve that right. 319-366-1600. Let's get to a Cubs report real quick. Speaking of baseball, Cubs, the hottest team, one of the hottest teams. They are the hottest team. Not one of. They are the hottest team in baseball right now. They win again today, 8-3, sweeping the Reds. 9-game win streak now. One win away from matching their best win streak this year. Two wins away from surpassing it. Last stretch of games for the Cubs. 1-10 in a row. Lost three straight. And now they've won 9 in a row. So that's 19 of their last 22 games. They've won. They've won 15 straight at home. Just surpassed that streak from 08, where they won 14 straight. Getting that win today, 8-3, over the Cincinnati Reds. By the way, the Cubs report brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Today it was a big inning. Crooked number, as they say. 7 runs coming across the plate in the fourth. That helped the Cubs win today, 8-3. Cubs getting big performances this afternoon. Michael Conforto, he was the hero. It's been really interesting to watch this week play out for the Cubs. But Conforto, we talked about him on the Cubs report on Tuesday. He was the hero on Monday with a walk-off home run. Today, 3-for-3 with a double and a home run. His second of the year, in fact, as a Cub, coming today in a game that really didn't need many heroics because of that 7-run fourth inning. But you had Michael Conforto, 3-for-3, drove in a couple of runs today. Nico Hoerner today as well, a double, drove in a run. And then Pete Crow Armstrong, 1-for-3 with an RBI. Miguel Amaya also driving in 2 runs today as well, as the Cubs score 7 in the fourth and end up winning the game 8-3. And they carry that 9-game win streak into a series in Texas this weekend against the Texas Rangers. Have not seen the probables for that listed just yet. Let me pull those up here just a quick moment here. Of course, I click on the wrong thing. I was underprepared for this segment. That's on me. But the Cubs tomorrow facing off with the Texas Rangers, still undecided. Have not seen a pitching announcement for that series opener yet, but they will be going up against Kumar Rocker. Speaking of former top draft picks, Kumar Rocker and the Rangers at 7:05 tomorrow night. Saturday, probables for the Cubs, Edward Cabrera opposite Jack Leiter. That's a 6:05 first pitch. And then for the Sunday series finale, kind of an odd start time on Sunday, 1:35 p.m. I can't remember the last time I've seen a 1:35 start for a baseball game, but Jameson Taillon and Jacob DeGrom, those are your probables for that series. Some bad news. We talked about this briefly yesterday. Jesse Rogers from ESPN had the story first, but Matthew Boyd out for a while, hurt his meniscus, sitting down to play with his kids. Not great. Boyd undergoing successful surgery on his left meniscus, according to Craig Counsell, after the left-hander suffered that injury recently playing with his kids. Cubs did not offer a timeline for his return, though they expect him to miss at least a month. Counsell saying, quote, "We know he's going to miss a month or 6 weeks, probably closer to 6 weeks for him to ramp back up." Counsell adding that the biggest thing for Boyd's recovery and ramp back up, biggest thing, how much time do they miss throwing? Knee is going to recover quickly, but how much downtime do they have to take, he said. Counsell stopping short of naming anybody as a replacement, says they have a loose plan for his next start, which is that game against Texas coming up tomorrow night. Looks like it probably is going to be Javier Assad, if you read between the lines with Craig Counsell, but we'll see. But Cubs getting different contributors really every night in this win streak. Conforto with the walk-off homer on Monday. Michael Busch, home run to tie, and then a walk-off single on Tuesday. Pete Crow Armstrong tying it up yesterday, last night in the ninth, and Busch drawing the bases-loaded walk. And then really the big performer of the day was Conforto for today's series finale. So overall, 9-game win streak. And they've got the Rangers this weekend. We talked about the schedule within the last couple of days. But that Braves series next week going to be one to watch because the Braves are playing some really, really good baseball. Those are the two easily best teams in the National League and really you could say in baseball, both sporting a 26-12 record. That's your Cubs report brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City. Check them out at HertineandStockerJewelers.com. I mentioned this. White Sox Angels, not a Cubs story, but a Chicago sports-related story. Did you see this happen yesterday? Getting hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. That's rare enough in its own right. Have you seen it happen three times in one game? The answer is probably no. That's what happened yesterday at Angel Stadium. Two Angels were hit by a pitch, and one White Sox batter was hit. Each time it happened, the bases were loaded. According to Elias Sports Bureau, it's the first time in at least the last 70 seasons where three batters were hit by pitches with the bases loaded in the same game. That's either bad luck or bad pitching, or probably a combination of both. Bases loaded, number one. Yeah, not great. And then you have the batter get hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Two of the three hit by pitches, by the way, in that game happened on consecutive pitches. Osvaldo Beto of the White Sox hit Jorge Soler to bring home a run. The very next pitch, Beto threw hit Joe Adell to bring in another run. The third hit by pitch was Drew Pomeranz hitting Sam Antonacci of the White Sox. That is one of those crazy baseball stats. You're like, okay, if you hit by pitch or the base is loaded, it happens. It's pretty rare, but it happens. Three times in one game, back-to-back pitches happening to one team. Yeah, that is a rarity. Will they make a Topps Now trading card of that? They might. How do you put that on a trading card, though? I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't checked Topps Now in a while. I'm trying to save money. Said that several times, but that's a brutal day at the office, honestly. I couldn't imagine. Like, I've already gotten the bases loaded. I'm trying to get out of it, and then I plunk a guy. Yeah, not great. We all have our bad days, right? 319-366-1600. Take a look at what else happened in baseball today, plus the rest of the sports menu. Coming up here on 1600 ESPN.
The highly anticipated Golf Classic is back June 11th. Register your foursome now for Greater Iowa City Inc.'s big day of golf, networking, and friendly competition. Enjoy breakfast before the 10 a.m. shotgun start, 18 holes, course contest, a box lunch, and happy hour and awards when the tourney ends. Soak in a day on the links while you support Greater Iowa City Inc.'s mission of driving business growth, attracting investment, and building a stronger local economy. Register your foursome now at greateriowacity.com.
Mother's Day is coming up, and Siegel's Jewelry is your place for presents. All new and estate jewelry is 40 to 60% off, including diamond earrings and pendants, diamond rebounds, birthstone jewelry, gold chains, Seiko watches, and more. Gold-plated roses retail $99, now only $64. Gold is at record-high prices. Trade in or sell yours for even greater savings. Siegel's Jewelry, a half block south of Town & Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Compost is great for your garden, gives your lawn a healthy lift, and it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. Spread that compost around your trees and shrubs, then cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. If you're a Linn County resident, drive up in your personal vehicle for a regular sized load of free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency next to Mount Trashmore. For commercial sized loads, find details at solidwasteagency.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
This is Spencer on Sports. 1600 ESPN.
Wrapping things up for a Thursday, just a few moments away here on 1600 ESPN, 319-366-1600. One additional Cubs note to pass along. This from Bruce Levine from 104.3 The Score and the Cubs Radio Network. Cubs acquiring right-handed reliever Tyler Ferguson from the A's in exchange for busy guy this time of year. Cash considerations gets tossed around quite a bit. But Tyler Ferguson, newest Cubs reliever, Corbin Martin, designated for assignment earlier today. 319-366-6 to get to the sports menu.
What are you eating?
Instant mashed potatoes for frozen TV dinners.
And I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise.
Okay. On the menu today, we have...
All right, since we were on baseball, let's start off with Major League Baseball here on this Sports Menu edition for a Thursday. Cubs, like we talked about, winning today 8-3. They're headed to Texas to face off with the Rangers. 9 wins in a row for the Cubs. So that's, what, 7-8 straight losses for the Cincinnati Reds? Not a great week for the Reds. A couple pitchers lost to injury, including Emilio Pagan. Rhett Lauder leaving today's game with an injury. Not a bad week for Cincy. Good couple of weeks for the Cubs. Guardians beat the Royals today 8-5. Big day for Bo Naylor in that one. 2-for-5 with a 3-run homer. Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Sr. is not playing baseball anymore. 4-for-4 with a home run in the 8-5 loss. Nationals beat the Twins 7-5. Kaybert Ruiz, 3-for-4, 2 doubles, a home run. Ryan Jeffers had 3 hits and a home run for the Twins in the loss. Yankees beat the Rangers today 9-2. Also going final earlier, the Rockies over the Mets 6-2, and Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller improving his record to 4-1 on the year. Pirates beat the Diamondbacks today 4-2 out in Arizona. In progress right now, A's up on the Phillies 4-0, top half of the first there. Marlins an early lead on the Orioles 2-0, bottom half of the first in that one. Two games tonight under the lights. ESPN National TV's got a doubleheader tonight. The Rays and the Red Sox at 6. Cardinals and Padres at 9 from San Diego. Matthew Liberatore and Michael King, your mound matchup in that one. Rays and Red Sox features Griffin Jacks, former Minnesota Twin. He is on the hill for Tampa with Jake Bennett on the mound for Boston up at Fenway Park. For the course of playoff action tonight, NBA has got you covered tonight with 2 games, both 1-0 series leads for the respective for the Pistons and Oklahoma City Thunder. Pistons and Cavs will have for you on the radio side coming up here in just moments, courtesy of ESPN Radio. That tips off at 6. Then at 8:30, the Thunder going up against LeBron and the Lakers. 8:30 start time. Both those games on Amazon Prime. Detroit, a 3.5-point favorite, as they look to go up 2-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then the Thunder, again, a 15.5-point favorites over the Los Angeles Lakers. And if you're looking for hockey tonight, got 1 game, 7 o'clock on TNT. Carolina looking to take a commanding 3-0 series lead on Philadelphia. Game 3 in Philly tonight at 7 o'clock on TNT. 2 more games tomorrow, including the team of the show, Buffalo Sabres, back at it tomorrow. That's for tomorrow's show. We'll get to that, of course, here at 1600 ESPN tomorrow. That is a look at the sports menu for tonight. Colonels, by the way, mentioned them briefly. They are in Quad Cities. Had their win streak snapped last night, but they're back at it in the Quad Cities here for that series. So that's the show for today. Short one, hour long today. Appreciate y'all listening and chiming in and interacting with the program like always. Back to a full show tomorrow. Got the full contingent of the 2 hours, 4 till 6, here on 1600 ESPN. Got that for you here tomorrow. Busy show. We'll get to a few things I had planned for today, but because of the length of the Cubs broadcast and postgame show, we weren't able to get to on the show. Got some old faces and new places we'll check in with. Actually, we'll have some sound from recent iClub event from both Ben McCollum and Jan Jensen. Their thoughts on roster building going into the offseason here. Offseason's been here for a while for both teams, obviously, but we'll hear from them on the show tomorrow. And plenty more to talk about here on 1600 ESPN. So hope you're along for the ride tomorrow between 4 and 6. If you missed anything from this week, had some good guests on the show this week, talking NFL draft, had Scott Agnes from Fieldhouse Files talking about the Indiana Fever. You can check that out at kgymradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And we got NBA action coming up here in just a matter of moments. Cavs and the Pistons, game number 2 of that series, courtesy of ESPN Radio, coming up here in just a bit on 1600 ESPN. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 4. Get in the zone, AutoZone.